NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Gardaí are investigating, as you would have heard in the news headlines, an incident in which two women confronted an Israeli man at a bar in Dunleary, during which one of the women spat at that man. Lena Sale was one of those women. She spoke to News Talk Breakfast this morning. We're going to hear what she had to say in just a moment. But Tamir O'Hayan is with me. He is that man who was spat at. Tamir, you're very welcome to the show and thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us. Can you just talk us through what happened in this bar?
Yeah. So basically, I was staying in this hotel for my conference from work. And just spontaneously, me and my coworker that just arrived from London, we decided to go to this restaurant that was inside the hotel, the Royal Marine Hotel. Now, oddly enough, I don't know how, but this group of girls, it was a group of three girls. Two of them actively assaulted me. The other one was just filming the whole thing. They were basically waiting and came after us into the restaurant. Now, they were sitting there for quite a while, but I didn't really suspect them. They were looking at me from time to time. And as soon as I got the check, one of the girls confronted me with camera to my face, saying my name and a lot of disturbing intel about my stay in Dublin. I was shocked. Like, she knew the hotels I moved. She knew my name. And that was really, really scary. Like, I felt like, okay, this is going down as assault. And I was hoping that, you know, someone in this huge restaurant intervenes in the hotel that I'm staying in, you know, like security, nobody. It's been going like that for a few minutes. I don't know if you guys have seen the footage, but you can clearly see how I'm being assaulted, how I'm being attacked, verbally abused. I did not say any bad word during this whole conversation. At some point, I tell the other person, I love you, because I really don't want a conflict. And she just spits on me. And she's so proud of that. And she walks away and they just leave the restaurant.
And what type of thing? I mean, when they approached you initially, Tamir, what did they say? What were the first things they said to you?
So after they said, like, all the intel about my stay, she said, we know you're an IDF soldier. And I never denied it. Yes, I'm an IDF soldier. And on my social media, I am an IDF soldier. This is something that is mandatory in my country as an Israeli. I'm obliged to go to the army. And as an Israeli, I'm allowed to support my country. I do support my country.
Well, here is what Lena Sale, who's that so-called Palestinian activist, had to say on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Mm-hmm. He was posting on his social media. He has an open social media account and he was posting his location and his travels to Ireland. And he was also on dating apps and we became aware of him basically. It became common knowledge that this guy was coming to Ireland. And although it says, like, the media is saying that he's just a businessman, there's many things that are indicating that he's still an IOS soldier. He actually posted on his Instagram, his open Instagram account, as recently as a few weeks ago in his military gear. He posted a selfie licking a rifle and other kind of like thirst trap style selfies with military gear and he also posted a picture in Hebron al-Khalil in Palestine, where I've actually been myself, and he posted it as being in Israel. He's now since deleted that post, but this is very clear that he supports the expansion of the settlements in Hebron. He also posted a video saying that he wants to send all pro-Palestinian people to Gaza and many other like provocative things. Now, I know in the video we come across as the aggressors and everyone is very much focused on the fact that there was a spit, and we were actually really surprised that this is like what came out.
Have the Gardaí been in touch in relation to this matter?
No.
Okay. If you had it all over again, would you do exactly the same thing?
I would. I would, honestly, because I don't think that people who are in the IOS and who are so proud of that and have no criticism of it deserve to be comfortable in Ireland. And I think, like, this obsession with being civil is really
rule of
the
law.
Point. It's the long... How have the rules of law been holding up for Palestine?
That is what Leina Sale had to say, speaking to Shane this morning. She keeps saying IOF, Israeli Occupying Forces is the term she would use. Tamir, what's your response, first of all, to what she had to say there and also to her answer at the end of that interview with Shane where she said she would do it again?
Yeah, well, I already heard this interview. I was completely shocked. Like, it was 10 minutes of her speaking. So much misinformation that is not based on anything. Yes, I do have photos from the army with a gun. Some of them are from 4 years ago, but they could be from last week. How does it work? How can I be a businessman? By the way, I'm a software engineer that was on a business trip. For some reason, they call me businessman, but I'm okay with that. It's because I do reserve duty. Because my country is at war, you can be called for reserve duty at any point. And that means you don't work for a certain period of time. And instead of that, you work for the army. So just a couple of weeks ago, I was on a reserve duty and I have photo from that time. But also, like, all the photos she's speaking about, Hebron and stuff like that, they are like from 4 years ago. So, like, she was trying to manipulate into thinking, yeah, I was actively part of the occupation in Gaza, which I'm not going to even dive into politics and beliefs. And she thinks it's occupation. I was there guarding the Israeli people that live in this area. This was mandatory for me as Israeli soldier to protect our people. Now, as for what she said, she would do it again. I'm utterly shocked. Like, I don't know how in a beautiful country like Ireland that presents itself as the land of thousand welcomes, this girl decides to be the judge and jury of who is allowed in the country and who is not. And the fact she admits she assaulted me and she does not regret it is really alarming to me. And not just because of me. Mm. I decided I won't step back in Ireland anytime soon unless matters change. But for the Jewish community that live there, for the Israelis I know that move there for work, why should they not feel welcome just because of their nationality?
And Tamir, sorry, when you say you wouldn't come back here, was it just this incident that would put you off coming to Ireland, or did you kind of feel unwelcome in a broader sense?
So I can say that I met a lot of Irish people during my stay. Even after I was attacked, I went to one of the bars in the center of the city, and I had fun with a lot of Irish people. I was having a lot of pints of Guinness. I was telling them about my incident. Like, they sympathized with me. They said they support Palestine, but they would never give hand to such harassment, which was nice to me. Like, it did make me feel more welcome. But this incident and the horrifying thing that, first of all, the Garda police, I didn't feel like they cared at all. Like, they came after 2 hours. I felt so helpless, you know, and like I tell them, I show them the video where I'm being absolutely assaulted, and they are like looking down at me and like not caring. And then I just felt like I'm really not welcome in Ireland anymore. So I just locked myself in my hotel room. Basically, I was crying for a few hours. I won't deny that. Like, it was the first time I feel so helpless in a foreign country, which don't want me just for me being Israeli. I consider myself a good person. I never attacked anyone. I never killed anyone. So when these young ladies approach me and call me killer and accuse me for war crimes, that I don't know who led them the authority to even do that, is just heartbreaking for me.
Tamir O'Hayan, who was in that bar in Dunleary, you'll see him in that video if you haven't seen it already. Tamir, thanks a million for speaking to us. That sentiment that was expressed to you on the night is being expressed in the text line here. Kieran, I completely think it is unacceptable for this man to be treated so despicably, even though I totally disagree with what Israel is doing in Palestine.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play.
With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more high-five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high-five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your high-five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.